from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to Mike Conti for stopping by. Lots of interesting thoughts going on in regards to the draft. And Mike keeps saying, just screw it. Drafts are.
Take it.
Who cares what he thinks? And again, we do not know if there is this disposition about, hey, he doesn't want to be here. We feel that way because he didn't work out. But it doesn't mean that that's actually the case. We had one of his coaches on. And
Damian Wilkins joined us from Overtime Elite here in Atlanta.
And he was basically saying he's the GM and head coach of the team. And he basically said, look, he's a good kid. I can't speak to any of this other stuff that's going on. Right. But he's flat out told me he wants to be the number one pick. So, you know, maybe some things have gotten lost in translation, Mike. I don't know. And maybe we're making, not us, but everybody's making more of this than what it is. And maybe tonight it's with the first pick, and it's Sar, and it's done. And then again, maybe it's not.
Now, for those who are asking me on the text line and on Twitter, what happens if a guy you draft doesn't want to play? Well, you control his rights for one calendar year. And in the past, there's been a number of players that have, you know, bellyache. We talked about, you know, I give the example of Zion. Zion was on record saying he didn't want to go to New Orleans. He's still there. There's been other guys that have been moved, and sometimes guys leverage, you know, their position, their, you know, their agency, or their you know, their reps will leverage their spot and get them to the team they want. But there's certainly we the Hawks, we get compensated for that through either picks or other players.
No doubt. So you do have options, all right? And that is the point that I think, you know, we've been trying to say to you guys is just don't, let's not feel like we're trapped. We're not trapped. We have options. If you want to draft somebody, you draft them. And to Mike's point, then you maneuver afterwards. If you feel like that's going to bring you the most leverage, then you do it. Either way, it's going to be interesting. Somebody asked me, they said, how excited should I be? Well, you should be excited that we hopefully are adding someone, and we don't know who this is yet, but somebody, Mike, that can help us continue to get better and be potentially a championship caliber team. How soon that happens, again, I don't know. But if you watch Wimby in game one last year, and you say, oh, he's okay. And then you watched him again by game 50, you were like, man, he can block shots. He's bringing the ball up. Like, guys continue to get better as the season goes along. By the end of the season, Mike, as good as he was, we said this, Spurs weren't in the playoffs. And Wimby is considered to be the next big thing, so it takes some time.
Right, they got to give him some help. There's been everything from point guard for them to Klingon from UConn. Donovan Klingon going down there, and he'll be Mr. Inside, and he'll have a big guy that can move without the ball and float and do everything else. So they have their own version of, like, the Twin Towers down there in San Antonio. So, yeah, I'm curious. There'll be some surprises. Carl and I were just joking around. I think based on what we're getting from our audience, our Hawks fans, you guys are going to be upset. You're going to be disappointed no matter what we do. Reese Sashay seems like, a decent pick. Klingon is probably the safest pick. You know, Conti's a bigger fan of Klingon than I am. I think some guys feel that he's going to be like, you know, a shot blocker. He'll be in front of the rim. But what happens when you have those athletic fours, those power fours, guys with some real athleticism that he didn't see in college, it can really, you know, as the Stinger would say, put the okey-doke on him to get to the basket.
Well, you can help more in college than you can in the NBA only because, again, they just don't allow big guys to lag into the lane,
right?
This is why they came up with the 3-second rule where, you know, hey, you can't just be sitting in there waiting on a guy to make his move to the basket. So That is why it's become so important to have big guys that can shoot, stretch the floor, Mike. And then more importantly, when you know, it used to be, you know, a big guy didn't want to be matched up on a small guy. Now big guys don't want to be matched up on big guys. So you're right. I think that's something you have to think about. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm sure the Hawks feel good about, you know, right now at 4:06, who's the top of the board tonight and where they're going with this. And I'm sure they've evaluated all of that. And all I'm saying is get the right guy and then continue to develop him. I'm not expecting a finished product tonight. I'm just not. A
couple of things. We saw the Knicks give up 4 first-round picks. I mean, that 5 altogether to get over to the Nets to get better right now and get Mikal Bridges. So they got an entire Villanova starting 4 now. DiVincenzo, Brunson, you got everybody. They're all over there now. So the Knicks make that move, and the Nets have to reset. Then we found out today that apparently the Suns are shopping KD, but it sounds like Houston, or at least Houston, wants them to trade to him, and then, you know, Phoenix gets out of the cap hell they're in, at least gets him going in the right direction, Carl, and gets him some picks.
Yeah, and part of this is Phoenix is just in they're in trouble. They have more guaranteed money than it, with their 3 big stars. Okay, Bill, who I think was a bust there. Obviously, Booker is a player, Mike. They're not coming off of him. And then you have an aging KD. So they've got to make a decision as to where they want to go. And that's why all the rumors are out there about KD. Also, did you see Miami? Does this mean that Jimmy Butler's not going to be there? Because Bam is going to sign a 3-year, $166 million extension.
Oh. Seems like Riley is up to here with Butler. It just seems that way from everything you read and you've been hearing the last couple of months, going all the way back to like the final playoffs.
Bam Adebayo, 27 years old in July. He can sign the deal on July 6th by the league rules. Remember, it actually starts Sunday around 6 p.m. where you start talking about free agency and unrestricted free agents. But bottom line is, when you talk about these extensions, that's going to be the day when everybody can officially sign them. So I think it's great. He's an NBA all-defensive team player the last 5 seasons, Mike. Bam is unbelievable.
Right.
That's one of the reasons Miami has had their success. But with no Jimmy, how different is that team?
Yeah, I mean, without Jimmy, you're not going anywhere. Without Jimmy Butler, you're dead in the water. We saw it in the playoffs. Words right out of my mouth.
Yep.
But Riles seems to be like, you know, maybe, you know, he's kind of feeling that Butler at this stage of his career, can he give you 80? No, he can't give you 75. Can't give you 65 games. You know, he's getting banged up at the end. That, speaking of guys get banged up now, is Klay Thompson. There's a story out there that's multiple reports that a sign and trade type deal with the Clippers, it would be amazing. Paul George getting a 4-year max deal to go to Golden State, which would certainly get Klay Thompson on the road. Klay Thompson's an unrestricted free agent. That's why I threw that scenario out to Mike Conte. Said, let's give Trey a real splash brother. Trade DeJounte.
I like it.
And I'd do Hartenstein out there just as a tall guy, okay? If you want to get some size, that's the decent pick. Some guys are lukewarm on that. But I'm just trying to... I would love to see them spend enough money, make the right moves where we actually go from being on the outside to the inside. Where all of a sudden, boom, now we are a 6 seed. And we're not worried about the stupid play-in nonsense anymore.
No.
But can that be done without getting into luxury tax? I've been asking you that for months.
That's going to be the key. All right, more on this coming up. We're going to talk with Ian Valentino from the 33rd Team NFL Writer. All things NFL as we are counting down to the start of training camp. But right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
As we speak, Ohio State, Georgia, and then Alabama. That is what it looks like when you start looking at these recruiting classes heading into the fall. Now, Georgia already has 13 of the top 300 commits. I think, Ohio State's at 14, and that's one of the reasons why they're in front of Georgia. And then you have Alabama that has 12, Mike. The reason why we're talking about this is because, again, we talked to Rusty Manziel from On3. He said it's still Alabama. He's right. But the problem was, even when it was Alabama, they weren't recruiting like this until Nick Saban got there.
Right.
So he changed the whole dynamic, even when it was Alabama, to this is what we do now. This is the expectation. But Mike DeBoer has done a really good job, and at least from the perception, first class there, he's going to have a top 5 class, maybe a top 3 class. We'll see when it's all said and done. I did not expect that.
Yeah, I mean, the one guy they lost from Alabama, the guy that couldn't snap the football properly, he went to Ohio State. But, yeah, I mean, they lost some pieces. They had that extended period when Saban announced he was retiring. But apparently DeBoer, and Rusty commented on this too, was able to wrangle some of those players to stay and then really have his West Coast contacts where they're out recruiting USC. Mm. And also another point that Rusty brought up, you've got resources that, with all due respect to Washington, you never had when you're in your previous experiences or at Indiana.
Right.
Now you're at Alabama where you got almost a blank check. So, yeah, Jabbour, the question, I think the only question we asked Rushdie is just what exactly Jalen Milroe looks like in his offense, but everything else, he's killing it, man. You can't argue with it.
No, not at all. The Dogs, again, are still in front of them, if you technically want to look at that. I think they're higher rated average commit if you're talking about the Dogs in Alabama, but they're right there, both of them looking each other in the face. As far as the Dogs, they signed the number one class for 2024, and we've talked about Kirby. This has become the expectation there, but the thing about getting Isaiah Gibson, Mike, that edge rusher, that edge defender, that's just a big deal when you talk about his ability, and Rusty was talking about his length, his arm, his reach. You're adding those kinds of pieces. If you are telling me that the Georgia Bulldogs are going to have the best defensive line over the next couple of seasons, watch out.
Well, that's how they won the championships. I mean, and now if we're feeling this year, it might be like the rest of the country, whereas your offense is scoring hopefully five touchdowns or more, and your defense is good enough. That's kind of like the Falcons' plan for this year. Like right now is where a month away from camp. But I'm with you. Hey, baseball real quick. Georgia is not going to let happen to them what happened to A&M. Wes Johnson, who came over from LSU, and now is trying to get a better pitching staff. That's the only thing that Georgia needed down to go get to Omaha this year. But he gets a contract extension and a raise after leading Georgia baseball to the Super Regional. Carl and I were laughing yesterday because the story came down that the A&M baseball coach, Jim Schlossnagel, has decided after saying definitively, Carl, the other night, took them to the championship game and to the championship series, I should say, in the College World Series, saying, no, I'm not going to... yes, he is going to Texas. After basically telling reporters he was not going to Texas, and you know why he's going to Texas.
Hook him!
There's no money in A&M.
Well, listen, I just like the fact that the AD, Chris Del Conte at Texas, was like, what you want? And he told him, and he said, all right, come on. I mean, it was that simple, Mike. There was no, I can't or we can't. What do you need?
Yeah, but that's done. But you touched on this yesterday. We're off the air talking about it. The Jimbo, I mean, somewhere, somehow in your athletic department, $100 million has got to come from somewhere. It's not going to come from football. So the other programs at A&M suffer. They lose a great baseball coach because, at the end of the day, because of Jimbo.
It sucks. All right, guys, coming up, Ian Valentino, 33rd team NFL writer, is going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All bunched together.
Yeah, I mean, look, and when I'm doing this free agent mashups here, I'm just looking at numbers. And look, I get it. I threw out the Klay Thompson name just because we've always thought, right, we tried to build this thing in Schlenk's image of Golden State. Yeah. So you get him a splash player. No, I know Klay Thompson's not the guy he was 5 years ago pre-injury. I mean, he still scores about 18 points a game, but I'm still looking, and I'm not going to pay him top dollar either. I'm just throwing scenarios out there, trying to get this thing relevant, getting us back into the playoffs instead of the stupid play-in, and I still say take Sarr and make a deal.
All right, we just found out Ian Valentino. We were going to talk to him. Mike, he had something that came up that was important.
That son of a gun.
Yeah, so we'll push him and certainly grab him maybe later this week. But as we were talking about... the NFL, and Mike just brought this up, and I've been saying this all along. I cannot pay to a $50 million. I cannot right now.
No, I mean, even less maybe than Jared Goff's deal. Buddy, we've had Chris Perkins on the show a few times. He writes for the Sun Sentinel down in South Florida. He just tweeted out that Dolphins negotiations with Tua getting messy? Question mark. Report says Miami not offering market value. So, because, well, as we said, I mean, the concussion thing sort of went away last year after being a major issue for a lot of fans. But he's just, he's a guy. His statistics are almost identical to Goff. So a dollar or two around what Goff made makes sense to me.
Yeah, I
can't pay him Joe Burrow type money.
Well, here's the deal. The Dolphins, and this is where I think they made a mistake, Mike. I thought they were going to draft a quarterback. Let's have a guy, JIC, just in case.
Right.
Okay. Because
was some stories about them in panics a couple.
Right.
If you guys remember a few months back,
but they didn't because everybody said, "Oh, there'll be five or six or seven quarterbacks available in Miami," but they didn't do it. And now I think what they're doing is the reason why they're doing this, Mike. They really want to see if they can maybe get away with this. Can we offer you 30?
No, the thing is, Goff's making $53 million a year if you add it all up. You can't offer him $5 million less a year. He's not going to accept that.
He's not Goff.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think Tua's done anything. I don't think Coach Brah is all that anyway.
Yes.
But you've put all that money in your wide receivers, and you have these wide receivers, and the clock is ticking with your window right now. You really, if it's a game of chicken, what are you going to say to the Dolphins? Okay, go draft a quarterback next year. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I just, listen, Goff's a much more established guy. He's been to a Super Bowl. He damn near went to one last year. I think when you talk about the overall career numbers, he's been more durable. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. Like, if you're going to look at just last year's numbers, that's fine. But I can't pay you $50 million based on one season of health because that's what he's had. He's had one full season of health. That's
not the case. Trevor Lawrence, you could argue Trevor Lawrence isn't even Tua Tagovailoa. And he got $55 million.
But he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah, that does carry a lot of weight. You're right there. Justin Herbert at 52.5, Lamar Jackson at 52. I mean, Tua's going to want in that neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. I don't think he takes anything less than $50 million a year.
That's my issue, Mike.
He's not worth it.
He's not in that neighborhood.
But it's the same.
Been to a Super Bowl. Right. Lamar, MVP. I mean,
but you've got so much money invested on the offensive side of the ball. You cannot reset and go, well, next year we'll just go find another quarterback unless, you know, you're going to go talk to the Falcons and go trade for Kirk Cousins.
Why are you going there?
Just to stir the pot. Falcon Report coming up at 5.
It's interesting. And again, these are the arguments that I'm sure they're having internally about Tua, because I'm sure there are people in that building that are saying exactly what Mike and I are saying. And then there are people in the building who are also saying, you know what, guys, we cannot be silly about this. We have to do what's in the best interest of our team. I'm just looking at this. This is the owner, Matt Ishba, from the Suns. Mike, that NBA draft night is the best. Everyone talking about the drama and storylines. He tweeted this out, all right? Some right, some wrong. My turn. Matt Ishba says Phoenix loves Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant loves Phoenix. And we are competing for a championship this year because we have the team to do it. Gotta love draft night. Go Suns. So I guess he's dispelling all of the rumors in regards to Kevin Durant being traded potentially. This is the owner of the Suns.
They're in cap hell.
They are. You know what he's saying, Mike? Because he's a billionaire. He's saying, I don't care. I'm willing to pay whatever it is to go over this number because we're keeping Kevin Durant. At least that's what it sounds like to me, guys. What do you sound like to you? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Kevin Durant loves Phoenix. We love Kevin Durant. Right. We are competing for a championship this year because we have the team to do it. Gotta love draft night. Go Suns. And basically he starts this tweet by saying, oh, it's great. The storylines, and some are right and some are wrong. My turn.
Well, luxury tax, the way I've read it, is Phoenix is like one or two in luxury tax next year. And I don't see that team on the floor doing anything to get even close to the teams that played in the championship or the semifinals this year in the West. Do you?
No. Who beat the Suns? Was it the Mavs? Who beat the Suns this year? It was Denver, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think it was Denver. Mike, all the teams that didn't get there, I don't think they're going anywhere. Minnesota's going to come back.
They got swept by Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota's going to come. That's right. Ant-Man went off in that series. They're going to come back and be great. Denver's not going anywhere, guys. They're going to be back.
They are a little jammed up with the cap, too, but they've got to get some more help because they're as top-heavy as the Mavericks are. You could argue.
They are, and I'm just looking at the West. The conversation about the Lakers, I still think the Lakers are 7th or 8th best team in the West as we see it right now, unless they make another deal.
Right.
It doesn't matter adding J.J. Redick as their coach or not, but just look at the top 5 teams in the West. Obviously, the Mavs feel like they're going to be back in position after making the run this year. We'll see what they do this offseason. But I think there are 5 teams potentially that you say are way better right now than the Phoenix Suns.
6th seed this year was Phoenix. We just gave you those teams that are better than them. And then again, you've got to, that's why we talk about the window they've had. They are a team that they're basically Phoenix in the same boat where we were. They were in the conference final. We should have played the championship against them. Have we not lost to the Bucks if Trey doesn't, you know, trip on the ref's foot?
Yeah.
But they are still being viable. While we're not, and they're in the luxury tax, and we're not. You see a correlation there?
Yes, I do.
Viability and spending money?
Yes, I do.
Hello, Mr. Wrestler and Son.
Matt Ishba's 44 years old. He's worth $8 billion. That ain't bad.
No.
That ain't bad.
That's the same as what wrestlers were like 7 and change, right?
Yeah.
Nice neighborhood,
yeah,
too.
No doubt.
Wrestler is richer than Arthur Blank.
I'm just saying, as far as this guy, and remember, I think Matt Ishba played college basketball.
Yeah.
And
I think you're right.
Yeah. Michigan State. He was on the national championship team. That's right. Mateen Cleaves, maybe? Am I thinking this right? Either way, that's his background. But yeah. So I'm just saying, Mike, if you got that money and you're not willing, you don't care about the luxury tax, then that may mean that he's not willing to part ways with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the worst culprits right now for the luxury tax. Yeah, Phoenix, Minnesota, Golden State, Sixers, and then Phoenix. So they're their top 4 before they adjust their roster.
All right, and I'm surprised. Did you say Philly?
Philly.
Because Philly has a lot of money to spend. They are so far under the cap. They've got about $60 million to spend. I don't know what the deal is there. They've got to add a player to go along with Embiid. 404-726-0929.
Oh, no, sorry, Andrew, wrong column. Phoenix is number one. Minnesota, Boston, Denver, Milwaukee, Miami. And that's what you mentioned about Bam Adebayo getting his big contract. Adebayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're six. I got to look at the tax bill. Guesstimated. Phoenix, Minnesota, Boston, Denver, top four.
All right.
Just got an update coming down, guys, from ESPN. Quote, with hours left until round one of tonight's draft, all signs point to Zachary Risacher with the number one pick.
And I agree with that.
Okay.
I think that's where they're going. I know the SAR thing is tempting and interesting and risky.
Right.
But that's where I think they're going. And guys, again, we will not know until they make this announcement. But it is kind of fun, I'll be honest with you guys, to not know. For so many years, we've known, Mike, where this is going to go. Like, we already knew. We've known for months when there's a definitive number one overall
pick. The only problem with it, though, is that there were, like, three guys that were awesome, alpha male, can't misses. The problem is we got five guys and no one knows what they're going to be. I mean, you feel that Donovan Klingon's going to be a solid piece. You know, he'll be a blocky, he'll be a shot-blocking machine. You know, high-percentage shots, close. But, you know, do you want now? I mean, that's the thing. We talked about height and getting some size.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have to find that elsewhere, maybe through free agency. And then you get to Risacher. But the thing is, with all these guys, Risacher, we have to wait 3 years to see what he's all about. Hopefully sooner.
He's 6'9". I mean, he's big.
But then, I know you and I were talking about it. You said you can't call him. You're not the above the rim stuff, which some people are looking for. That's not really what his game is about.
No, he's not a high flyer. He's not. I keep saying Josh Smith because that's what most people in Atlanta think about when you think about guys going down the lane and dunking on somebody. It's not to say he can't, but that's not who he is. Right. All right, guys, we got more to get to. Guy Talks on the way. Mike, what do we got coming up?
Yesterday we had a story about somebody who was described as a busybody and a nosy Nelly taking some video of a guy with a wedding band making out with some young lady on a plane.
Mm.
Well, turnabout's fair play. Apparently somebody's on a plane and he sees a married woman doing the exact same. Da, 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 da. Give you all the details on that coming up next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yes.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where do players play? Last night, with the Braves being rained out, I was flipping around, and I got into the Argentina match against Chile last night. It was up at MetLife Stadium. And they were, you know, it was pretty wild because these guys have a history and a great rivalry in South America. So, I don't know if you saw any of this. Messi goes down, and he has like a cramp or something happens to his side. So the guy, the trainer comes out, and like they pull his shorts like all the way up. And I'm like, hey, 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 this kid's watching this.
Little high there.
I don't know if you saw this. I had it on Twitter. I took it down. Nobody reacted to it. If I don't get any reactions on Twitter, I just delete the stuff. You know what I mean? If I get like over 100, I keep it. But if I don't get anything, I just take it down. But I was watching this, and I was like, wow. But they did eventually go on to win 1-0, but it was kind of, you know, I guess you couldn't blame that one on the grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Up there at MetLife Stadium. But
what's the grass going to be like up there?
It didn't look any different or worse than ours. I think it was just a cop-out from Argentina, but I did watch some of that. One thing I did mention, I did keep it up on Twitter, as soccer continues to grow, and obviously we've been Atlanta United fans since the original year of 17, but as we learn more about it, I will say this, to a bunch of my buddies were watching because nothing else on, and one guy hit me up and he goes, I'm so sick and tired of the guys flopping and the writhing and pain. And I said, you know, it's kind of something that happens, and a couple of guys I said on Twitter, I wish you didn't have to go to all this fake. Oh, first off, you're wearing heavy plastic shin pads. Unless somebody steps on your skin or your ankle in spikes, let's get on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, the NBA culture of flopping, you know, that's part of it. You can't do it in the NFL. And in the NHL, you'll get in the penalty box for simulating a fake injury.
Sure.
So should soccer, it doesn't need America to be the biggest sport in the world, but it's still for Americans. Some of that is hard to watch.
Well, yes, because that's been at least part of the reason why we were reluctant to make it one of our favorites as this sport has continued to grow. Mike, that's been one of the arguments for the last 25 years as to why I don't watch soccer. If you were to go look up right now why I don't watch soccer, that's one of the reasons, is because guys are like, man, there's flopping going on. These guys are fake, you know, faking like they're hurt. I just don't understand that. And I think once you get into the nuances of the game, just like with anything, you start to appreciate the strategy, the tactics, all the things that go into a great soccer match. But that's just what it is, man. I mean, listen.
I mean, gamesmanship, I get it. But still, it is sometimes. It's, I know. Is this sexist to say it's unmanly? That's what I'll say. It just looks unmanly. No. I mean, get on with it. Let's go. Pick up the pace. Let's get on with the game. Here's a story I got from my buddy King Kamehameha. Yesterday I had a story for Carl about a young woman who got kind of frisky with a guy at the hotel bar, at the airport bar. Then it continued on the flight, and some felt she was out of line. So videotaping over her shoulder, and it turns out this guy's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
He was flying from Houston. So I don't know how he got to Houston. Maybe changed planes. But he was wearing a wedding band, and now it's all blown up, and this guy's life is pretty much ruined. At least his relationship is going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story from San Diego, but the shoe's on the other foot. Or as Leslie Nielsen would say, an airplane, the shoe's on another hand. But this is a couple from a flight. There were two flights from San Diego to Cabo San Lucas, Cabo Wabo, down in the Baja Peninsula.
All right.
So they had to go from San Diego to Phoenix. So in this case, there's a guy, and he's late getting on the plane. He was flying standby. He makes this flight. As he's coming down the aisle, he notices this woman holding hands with another guy. She's looking out the window, doesn't see him. This is from NBC7 in San Diego. They don't give the names, but we just know that the woman is in her 30s, and apparently it's one of the bigger contractors in San Diego that she's married to. And the guy who's coming down the aisle is his partner in the business.
Oh, snap!
So he proceeds to go, did you know that, they're not giving names out, but whoever her name was, is traveling on this flight, apparently contacted his buddy, who then makes arrangements to fly to Cabo San Lucas. This guy then becomes Rockford and follows them to the hotel.
Ooh-wee.
Where the husband of the guy confronts the wife and the other guy and apparently gets into a fracas in the hotel lobby.
He flew down there.
Correct. Because his buddy was like Johnny on the spot.
Wow.
This actually happened. This hasn't made the national news. This actually happened a week before the story we just had yesterday about the guy from Texas. But how about that?
That's crazy. Now, that's crazy. Would you do that for your friend?
Yeah. I mean, if I saw a buddy's wife. Now, the flip side is, and this is where it gets weird for guys, women get so upset. If your buddy is cheating on his girl and you're along and you're part of that, oh, my. Women get What else are you keeping quiet? It's the worst. It's a tough spot to be in when your buddy puts you there. But most guys would say bros before the word I can't say.
Well, Trey said it.
He called me that. But yeah, I mean, some guys would say it's like omerta, like the mob. You don't break the oath of silence for your boys. Unless you're really good friends with the wife.
I mean, here's the deal, though. Really, like, if you saw that, like,
bro, you're not going to believe this.
Did you know so-and-so's going to... And the story, they don't say specifics, but apparently she told the husband she was going on a trip to Northern California with some girlfriends.
Oh, I bet she did.
I'm going wine tasting with Allison and Madison. No, you're going down to Cabo with Hector.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild right there.
So anyway, that's if I can find the link to it, I'll put it up there for you to read. All right, another story, and this is a wacky one.
Some of y'all nervous right now in the car.
Just be cool, guys. Be cool. Now remember, everybody's got a phone. Work on your cover story. I mean, work on a story that's convincing. And go to work.
Somebody's headed to the airport right now, Mike. We only have the busiest airport in the world. Yeah. Somebody's on their way right now. And just live.
So just have you be watching, have head on a swivel, or wear a reggae dreadlock wig with sunglasses.
I'm saying, put something on, put a hat on, put some shades on.
Dress like D.B. Cooper, sunglasses, black suit. Hey, man, sunbather, this got my attention. This is from the New York Post. A woman impaled by a runaway beach umbrella in Cocoa Beach. Sybil Light was visiting Cocoa with her family when their rental umbrella came out of the spot in the sand and flew at the group. The umbrella pole, foop, goes right through her leg.
Oh.
Misses the femoral artery, luckily. So when the first responders got there, they had to use bolt cutters to remove the umbrella canopy from the pole, which kept moving.
Oh, that's disgusting.
From the wind while stuck in her leg. In kind of a Ricky Bobby situation when they're trying to pull the knife out with another knife.
Why did you do your hand like that?
Well, you know, that's
visual.
You know, remember when Michael Clark like, no, get it in there. So, as of Wednesday afternoon, it was not clear how the freak accident occurred or what her current condition was. Brevard County Fire and Rescue, Cocoa Beach Fire Department tell the New York Post that the incident was believed to have taken place on Saturday.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean, one thing for
sure. You know how big those
yes!
those umbrellas
are? Well,
that's
just the thing. I mean, but how many, you and I have been to the beach. You got to dig the hole, man. You cannot sit there like, it looks like it's okay. And I'm not going to look. You got to let your husband, I'll say it, I'll be sexist. That's a man's job, making sure that umbrella's all the way down in the sand, okay?
Use this knife to pry it out. Yeah. We'll pull it out.
Now we got two.
No. Don't think about it.
Great job, Horan. That's why he's the best, man. I mentioned it, you hear it on the radio. Hey, man.
Just got to pull it out.
We saw Orlando Arcia look like he was a little overcome with some of that heat and the steamy conditions in
dizzy,
St. Louis.
Yeah. Right?
Well, it could have been worse. Hunter Green pitching in a battle between the Reds and the Pirates, apparently maybe overhydrated, as he threw the first pitch of the at-bat to the number two hitter, Brian Reynolds. He quickly turned on the mound and went right at his feet, puked all over the rubber.
What did he do?
Yeah, it says, wow, he just drew upon the mound. And it wasn't like, I mean, I got to be honest, it wasn't like a little bit, it was a lot.
And then he said, throw me another ball.
Yeah, Pirates play-by-play voice, Greg Brown, whoa, Hunter Green just got sick after that pitch. Meanwhile, on the Reds broadcast, Hunter Green got sick during the course of his last start when he battled incredibly hot conditions. And after the game, he thought he overhydrated. Mm. Similar scene with the battle of the illness on the mound from John Sadak, the voice of the Reds. So,
when's the last time you hurled, by the way? It's been a minute.
Been years.
Yeah.
Been years. I think last time, food poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. In where the heck was it? I was in, it was, might have been in Jamaica.
Okay.
Might have been in Jamaica.
Okay.
But as we're talking years ago.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
You cooked that jerk chicken, Holmes?
You had to, for real. I think during COVID, when I got it finally,
right.
Or after, maybe it was a year after, but either way, it was like the first time in years I had, and Mike, isn't it weird? Like your body just, you had no control.
I mean, it really is the worst feeling.
Oh.
I don't have to remind you guys. You know where it's at. But no, not alcohol induced, just food poisoning.
Yeah,
One last story for you. Oh, by the way, are you up to speed on the current Game of Thrones on the House of the Dragon?
No, I missed because I was out. I missed the first episode, and then I didn't want to jump ahead. Last week was the second.
Okay.
Is the third coming out this?
The second one was good. I mean, it was a little slow paced, but you got some action going. Interesting.
Okay.
And there's a nice big plot point as far as what's going on down at the Red Keep. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So you get caught up. Reason I bring up HBO and their show is they got another show coming up, and apparently J.K. Rowling is down with it. She's the creator, of course, Harry Potter. Harry Potter coming to HBO.
Oh.
They're going to have a TV series, and the showrunner, and this is why it's probably going to be good, is Francesca Gardner, who's going to write and executive produce, and Mark Mylod. He also did Game of Thrones. She was involved with Succession.
Nice.
So that seems like a pretty good track record for whatever Harry. Will they bring back Dobby? Dobby loves Harry Potter.
So this is going to be like a series, right?
Yes.
We're talking about? Okay, okay.
Maybe David Beckham could voice Dobby. Anyway, so stay tuned for all that. There's your guide talk. Tomorrow, guys, don't forget, if you got tickets for America taking on Panama, we're going to be down there at Hudson Grill, baby. We're going to be broadcasting live right in the heart of the action. It is Copa America action. We'll be at Marietta Street at Hudson Grill with that Victoria Cerveza that you had at Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it's the great.
Tasty
the
brew.
It is a good brew. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up 5 o'clock hour, guys. Tonight's the draft. We will tell you the latest about where the Hawks are as we get ready for it. And the Falcon Report's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Greetings, I'm Joey Greco. Thank you for watching this installment of Cheaters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.